Welcome to another edition of Coffee with the Medina County Health Commissioner. I'm Krista Wasowski, your Health Commissioner. I'm joined today by Eleni Manosoyunakis.
Great job, Krista.
I know. I've been practicing it for a while. Eleni is our Health Center Executive Director, and she joins me today to talk about the Health Center that's here at the Health Department. So, Eleni, a lot of times people will say we're a FQHC. What does that mean?
Sure. So the FQHC stands for Federally Qualified Health Center. And what that means is that we're a community-based healthcare provider in areas of need. And one might hear the word federally qualified and wonder what that means. So yes, it is a federal program. And that means we have several requirements to stand by. And two of those requirements really distinguish us from other doctor's offices and community health centers. The first is that we have discounts available based on family size and income. And the second is that the majority of our board members must be patients. So that's always keeping the community perspective at the forefront of our strategic making decisions. We as a health center have been designated federally qualified since 2018. But as you may know, the clinical services of the health department have been around for a long, long time. The work to become a federally qualified health center began with a community needs assessment that the health department did 9-10 years ago. And that work really revealed a lack of access to primary care in the county. And so we have about 10,000-11,000 low-income individuals in the county. Well, this was at the time of the assessment. And we know with the pandemic, that amount has probably increased as people have experienced job loss, insurance benefit lost, and other things like that.
So how is coming here for somebody who has a moderate or lower income, how is coming here different than going to a doctor's office somewhere else? What's that different experience?
The experience is wonderful because we have several things available to you here. So it's a one-stop shop. We have medical, we have dental, and we have behavioral health. On the medical side, we are a doctor's office. Yeah. We're different that way. Our doctor is our real doctor. Our nurse practitioner is a real nurse practitioner. And then we have two dentists as well. We see people, I call it from cradle to grave. So women, when they're pregnant, will take care of them prenatally up to 28 weeks. And then they can come back with their baby for their well child visit. And, of course, we'll take care of mom, too. We'll see young children, teens, adults, and adults in their senior years. On the dental side, we provide exams and cleanings. We also do dentures and crowns. And behavioral health, we do that in a couple of ways. Our physician does medication-assisted therapy for opioid use and abuse through Vivitrol. And we have our first ever social worker, and she does cognitive behavioral therapy and case management. She also helps people apply for health insurance through Medicaid or the marketplace options that are currently open through mid-August.
Yeah. So when someone comes here, you can kind of walk them through differently. The process is maybe a little bit easier.
Yeah, we can set you up for all those appointments in one day, and it really does decrease the amount of time off work, child care. If you need transportation help, then that travel time is also reduced.
Yeah.
In addition to the services I mentioned earlier, speaking of transportation, we do have the ability to coordinate that with folks as well, and we have interpretation services available. Also,
can you tell me a little bit about you mentioned a sliding fee. Can you talk a little bit about fees? Because I think that's one of those hidden or those ideas that folks might want to know about, but they don't want to ask. So now's the time.
Sure.
We can talk about it.
Sure. Yeah. So we don't turn anyone away based on an insurance status. You have insurance, great. We take Medicaid, Medicare. We also are contracted with some of the major commercial or employer-sponsored health plans that you see in doctor's offices. And if you're uninsured, that's not a problem. We don't turn anyone away. We have we call it a slide, and that's a discount. So if you bring in proof of your income, be it paycheck stubs, TANF, Social Security benefits, whatever that income is, then we use that to determine what percent discount, all the way up to 100%, that you would be eligible for. We do have a $5 minimal fee that we ask for folks, but we have payment plan options available for you as well if you want to pay it a little bit at a time.
Yeah. And you mentioned our providers are real providers. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about our providers?
Sure. So we have our medical director who also practices. His name's Dr. Craig Eldridge. And he has worked in federally qualified health centers before and is very, very patient-centric, and people just love him. We have our nurse practitioner, Tina Lejeune. She has also worked in other federally qualified health centers. She lives in the community as well, and she's used the services of the health department in the past. So that's always a great thing when people come home and serve the community they live in.
Yeah.
We have two dentists, Dr. Stephen Barquette and Dr. Thomas Scott McCune. Dr. McCune has been here since the
He was here when the clinic started.
Yeah, we had dental since 2003, and he's been here since then. So
he has. Yeah. He has. Now, people may be familiar with the health department clinic here at the Ledgewood Drive address, mm-hmm. but there is a second location for the health center.
There is. We have a location in Wadsworth. We're inside the Suma Rittman Medical Office Building. Some may know it as the old hospital. We're in through main door 2 on the second floor. We only have medical there, but folks can access any of the other service in Medina as well. The reason we went into Wadsworth was because there was a need in the southern part of the county. And when we look at where folks were driving from to get to our Medina location, it confirmed that people were coming from the southern part of the mm-hmm. county. And with Wadsworth, why there and not another part in the southern area? Twofold. One was there was more access to public transportation and more routes available in that side, as well as having a larger volume of people who would be able to access services quickly.
Yeah. And again, I mean, you had mentioned earlier that you connect people up with transportation and ways to get to the health center, whichever location people are going to, and being able to use that public transportation that's available is certainly a nice resource.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I always say there's no good way to get from here to there, sometimes coming from Wadsworth. So, yeah, really exciting. It's not probably something that we originally had on the horizon, but nice to be present in the southern part of the county.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So, Eleni, when you talked a little bit about everybody's eligible, it sounds like we take all different kinds of insurance. But for somebody who isn't familiar with the health center, who would be that ideal person that would be out there listening who might want to take advantage of the services here?
It's anybody who wants to come in for an office visit. You know, if you haven't gone to a doctor's office or taken care of your health in a while, we're here for you. If you are looking for a change or are having difficulty going into your traditional office, we're here for you. We have same-day availability. We also have telehealth available for our medical side. So we are no different than a doctor's office. So,
I know we talked a lot during COVID about people putting off doing some things for their health. Mm-hmm. A lot of things were closed at the time, and now kind of getting back into making sure you've done some of those screenings and taking care of your health. Are those referrals and screenings and things that would happen here for folks?
Absolutely. So we would coordinate with any specialty care you might already be receiving, making sure we're managing your medication appropriately. So beyond the traditional clinic services people might think of the health department for, like immunizations or the physicals that you might need for you or your children to get into sports or for work requirements and you just can't get into your doctor's office quick enough, or those things people don't want to talk about, STD, pregnancy testing. Mm-hmm. We are a full scope practice, so it's really getting the community to see us that way and know that we are here for you no matter what your need might be.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand that Health Center Week is just around the corner.
It is. Yes. It is the week after the fair. So we'll be doing some fun activities for Health Center Week. We keep your eyes out on our Facebook page to get some exciting announcements and free giveaways and some fun demonstrations. We also have a mobile mammogram coming in that week on Friday the 13th from 10 to 3. To schedule that, call our main line at area code 330-723-9688 and ask for Tiffany. She's at extension 646. And we will continue to be here for the community
for a long time to come. It's been it was several years kind of in the making, shifting from having some more smaller amounts of services that we can do, and this is new for the health department, but certainly not new for you or for our staff members who are here. So sounds like just excited to serve the public and to be here for people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Eleni, this has been such a nice discussion today, but I have to ask, is there something that I forgot to ask you about that you wanted to share with the listeners?
Someone might go, that health center, I want to check it out.
Yeah.
How
can someone check it out?
Yeah. Yeah. So our phone number for appointments is area code 330-723-9688, and we're option 1. And if you want to go onto the website, we have a page within the health department website. So that's www.medinahealth.org/health center.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me today, Eleni. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Medina County Coffee with the Health Commissioner can be found on Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app.